بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان ابن لأبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه يشتكي فخرج أبو طلحة فقبض الصبي فلما رجع أبو طلحة قال ما فعل ابني قالت أم سليم وهي أم الصبي هو أسكر ما كان الحمد لله we are continuing the chapter on sabr from Riyad al-Salihin it's a very lengthy hadith Very beautiful incident wherein Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala had a child, he had a son. The son was very ill. Abu Talha emerged from the house in the morning. Obviously, he went to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he left, his child passed away. In the evening, when Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala returns, The very first thing he asks from his wife, how's my child? So she replies, his wife's name was Umm Sulaym, radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says he is in a better condition than what he was. He's in more sukoon, in peace, than what he was. Now what she actually meant was he has passed away, but she didn't tell him directly, and we will see the reason for this, because she was very concerned about upholding the rights of her husband and taking care of her husband, even though her child passed away. So she used these words, she was not lying. Definitely a person who passes away, a small child, he goes to Jannat, he's in more sukoon, more peace than being in this world. So he took her word for granted and he didn't go see the child. فَقَرَّبَتْ إِلَيْهِ الْعَشَاءَ فَتَعَشَّى The whole day he had nothing to eat, obviously he's hungry. She prepares, she puts forward the supper for him, the dinner, and he eats. ثُمَّ أَصَابَ مِنْهَا Even after that, they had conjugal relationship. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ When he completed, now she tells him, قَالَتْ وَارُ الصَّبِيَّ Go bury your child. He has passed away. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ أَبُو طَلْحَ أَتَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ So in this particular riwayat, it's very short. Next riwayat, we'll see the detailed story. Nonetheless, In the morning, Abu Talha radim goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فأخبره informs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what happened yesterday, and my child passed away. فقال أعرستم الليلة? Did you sleep with your wife last night? Did you have any conjugal relationships? قال نعم. He said yes. قال اللهم بارك لهما. Nabi some makes dua for them. Allah give them barakat. فولدت غلاما. Obviously, after 9 months, she gave birth to a child. But because of this. Conjugal relationship she had, and the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she bears a child. فَقَالَ لِي أَبُو طَلْحَ radiallahu anhu then tells Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anas was not his real son, was his foster son. Anas radiallahu anhu's father had passed away. Umm Sulaym was his real mother. She married Abu Talha. So he says, Abu Talha tells me, إِحْمِلْهُ carry him حَتَّى تَأْتِيَ بِهِ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ until you go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَبَعَثَ مَعَهُ بِتَمَرَاتٍ And he also sends some dates with him. فَقَالَ So he takes his dates, he takes his child, he carries it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him, he says, أَمَعَهُ شَيْءٌ Has this child with him anything? In other words, you brought any dates? قَالَ نَعَمْ تَمَرَات I brought some dates. فَأَخَذَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَمَضَغَهَا Nabi Sallam took these dates, he chewed it. ثُمَّ أَخَذَهَا مِنْ فِيهِ Then he removed it from his mouth. فَجَعَلَهَا فِي فِيِّ الصَّبِيِّ And he placed it into the mouth of the child. ثُمَّ حَنَّكَهُ Then he made the tahniq of the child. In other words, you take the kajur, you chew it, and then you rub it. As it becomes soft, you rub the onto the palate of the child. وَسَمَّاهُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ Nabiya Kareem kept this child's name, Abdullah. And this appears in both Bukhari and Muslim, muttafaqun alayhi. In one riwayat of Bukhari, it is mentioned, قَالَ ابْنُ عُيَيْنَا فَقَالَ رَجُلُ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ One Ansari brother then says later on, he says, فَرَأَيْتُ تِسْحَةَ أَوْلَادٍ Since Abdullah was born, from him, oh, he had another 9 children, 9 sons. كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ قَرَأُوا الْقُرْآنِ يعني مِنْ أَوْلَادِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْمَوْلُودِ All of them read the Quran. Ulama explain, reading the Quran here means all became hafiz of the Quran. See the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the narration of a Muslim, Imam Muslim says, مَاتَ إِبْنُ لِأَبِي طَلْحَ مِنْ أُمُّ سُلَيْمِ This child passed away. فَقَالَتْ لِأَهْلِهَا لَا تُحَدِّثُ أَبَا طَلْحَ بِبْنِهِ She tells the other members of the family, don't inform Abu Talha about his child passing away. حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَنَا أُحَدِّثُ until I tell him myself. From this ulama, I explain also, the person who is going to break news that is very distressing, somebody passed away. Now, the person who is going to break this news must be a person who is able to break this news easily. Sometimes the person who you're going to tell the news may be a heart patient, may be sick, may be the mother of the child, and she's not going to take the news very easily. So there's a way of explaining, and the person who explains the news also. So these are all lessons that we learn. And she says, فَجَاءَ when he comes, فَقَرَّبَتْ إِلِهِ عَشَاءً فَأَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ ثُمَّ تَصَنَّعَتْ لَهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانَتْ تَصَنَّعَ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. She says, he came, she gave him food to eat, she had beautified herself for her husband, more better than any other day. Imagine, there's mayyat in a house, a child passed away. She makes sabr, she has complete sabr, that is why it comes in this chapter. But despite all that, she still saw to the rights of her husband. فَوَقَعَ بِهَا فَلَمَّا أَنْ رَأَتْ أَنَّهُ قَدْ شَبِعَ وَأَصَابَ مِنَا. After she saw that her husband was satisfied, قَالَتْ يَا أَبَا طَلْحَ أَرَأَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ قَوْمًا أَعَارُوا عَارِيَتَهُمْ أَهْلَ بَيْتٍ فَطَلَبُوا عَارِيَتَهُمْ أَلَهُمْ أَنْ يَمْنَعُوهُمْ. How beautifully she says. She says, Abu Talha, if somebody borrows something from some people, and after some time those people require that object back, the possession back, do they have to give it back, or can they hold that possession from those people, the real owners? If somebody borrows something, and the person who lent you, he requires that item, so he says, give me back my item. Can you stop him? He says, no. He says, قَالَ لَا. He says, no, you have to give it back if they want it. فَقَالَتْ فَاحْتَسِبْ إِبْنَكَ. Then have anticipated rewards for your child after making sabr because he has passed away. Allah gave us this child. Allah lent us this child. He belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has took him away. قَالَ فَغَضِبَ. Obviously, any person, you and I will also become angry. He became upset. ثُمَّ قَالَ تَرَكْتِنِي حَتَّى إِذَا تَلَتَّخْتُ. You had conjugal relationship with me. You can see the condition. I am not parked now. And you left me in this condition. ثُمَّ أَخْبَرْتِنِي. Now you are telling me, Bibni, about my son. فَانْتَلَقَ. He goes to Rasulullah. Hatta, obviously, he had ghusl, etc. And the other riwayat says, in the morning, he goes to Rasulullah. Hatta ata Rasulullah sallam. فَأَخْبَرَهُ بِمَا كَانَ. See, in the time of Sahaba, any problem they encountered, the first person they will inform, Rasulullah sallam. In our time, obviously, Rasulullah was Khatamun Nabiyin. We have ulama, we have people we can go to. If we have any problem, they didn't just take matters to their own decision, but they went and informed Rasulullah. What should we do? فَأَخْبَرَهُ بِمَا كَانَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِي لَيْلِكُمَا. He made dua for them. قَالَ فَحَمَلَتْ. She conceives. قَالَ وَكَانَ رَسُولٌ فِي سَفَرٍ وَهِيَ مَعَهُ. Now he says, they were on a journey with Rasulullah. She was pregnant with this child. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِذَا أَتَى الْمَدِينَةَ مِنْ سَفَرٍ لَا يَتُرُقُهَا تُرُوقًا فَدَنَوْ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ. He says, when Rasulullah sallallahu would come to Medina from any journey, then Rasulullah would not enter Medina at night. He'll go very close to the borders of Medina. And when this happened, فَضَرَبَهَا الْمَخَابِ. Now suddenly she began to have labor pains. فَاحْتَبَسَ عَلِيهَا أَبُو طَلْحَ. Now Nabi Kareem Sam needs to proceed. Abu Talha remains with her. وَانْتَلَقَ رَسُولُ. And in the morning, Rasulullah then proceeded. قَالَ يَقُولُ أَبُو طَلْحَ. Look at Abu Talha رضي الله أنصاري, the father. He makes a dua to Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ يَا رَبِّي أَنَّهُ يُعْجِبُنِي أَنْ أَخْرُجَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَمْ إِذَا خَرَجَ وَأَدْخُلَ مَعَهُ إِذَا دَخَلَ وَقَدْ إِحْتَبَسْتُ بِمَا تَرَى. Oh Allah, you know my condition. I like to enter any town with Rasulullah SAW. I like to return. I like to leave with him. I like to return with him. I like to be in his company all the time. I went on his journey with Rasulullah SAW. He's returning to Medina. I would also like to return with him. Now you can see my condition. I'm held back because of my wife. She's suffering labor pains. تقول أم سليم. أم سليم, the wife, suddenly says, يا أبا طلحة, أبو طلحة, ما أجد الذي كنت أجده. I'm not feeling any more pains. It just disappeared. In طريق, let's go. فانطلقنا. We proceeded. وضربها المخاض حين قدما. And she fell labor pains after they entered Medina. فولدت غلاما. She gave birth to this child. فقالت لي أمي يا أنس. Then mother tells Anas رضي الله عنه, who was her son, لا يرضعه أحد حتى تغدو به على رسول الله. Don't let any other woman or any person feed him anything Until first you go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ in the morning, احْتَمَلْتُهُ I carried him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَانْتَلَقْتُ بِهِ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَمْ وَذَكَرْ تَمَامُ الْحَدِيثِ Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made tahniq of the child. This is sunnah. This is the first thing that goes into the child's mouth should be the date, kajur. That we make tahniq of the child. And Nabi Kareem some kept his name Abdullah. He made dua for them. And we find that nine of Abdullah's sons all became hafiz of the Quran, or all became ulama, or they understood the Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. The important lesson here was on sabr. She exercised complete sabr. She did not complain, wallah, you took my child. And because of the sabr that she made, she anticipated reward from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blessed her in this way. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.